And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Jennifer Tassin, Rory Robinson, and Oliver Sensing. And they're here with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's Expedition Acadiana. And I think a number of people in our audience know about some of the camps that you all have been doing this summer. I know we had announced them quite a bit earlier in the summer. Many of them are arts camps. You've had music and visual arts. But Acadiana Expedition Acadiana is a little bit different. Y'all are exploring some other things. So what your group is here today with you, what is the camp all about?
Picture Expedition Acadiana as Amazing Race, but for children, so from the ages of second grade on up to sixth grade. These children essentially are experiencing all those field trips that we may have went on as a child, but now we're getting to see the behind the scenes. We get to go to the offices of the FBI. We get to go to the zoo. But did you know that there are behind-the-scenes things that maybe you did not see on your typical field trip? And that's the sort of things that the children are getting able to experience and how music plays a role through all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be interesting to see how it works in the FBI offices, but yes, it's definitely a big part of what we do here at KRVS. Jennifer Tassin, you work with the conservatory?
Yes, ma'am. I am the education director for the Acadiana Symphony, as well as the Do-Re-Mi teacher.
And I know that's a very big part of the mission of the symphony is education and really including kids in that experience of music.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We are one of two symphony orchestras in the entire United States that have a symphony orchestra in conjunction with the Conservatory of Music. Mm-hmm. So it is at our first and foremost priority that we not only have performances and concerts for families and children and adults to attend, but also that we include the education portion as a huge portion of our outreach and programming things that we have involved.
And in addition to the classes being offered throughout the year through the conservatory, you offer these camps during the summertime, which introduce them to obviously different elements of our community.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're going to spend an entire day in Crowley and visit things like the rice mill and get to see behind the scenes and exactly how it starts at literally a grain of rice and then how the bag is even designed and mm-hmm. hands-on experiences, even rolling their own sushi at Tsunami's. There's just some wonderful things that, you know, we visit restaurants all the time, but can you roll your own sushi, you know, and fun things for them to learn.
So they're really learning a lot. And two of the expedition campers are with us here in the studio, Rory Robinson and Oliver Sensing. What grades are y'all in? What grade are you in, Rory?
I'm in sixth grade.
Okay, and Oliver?
And I'm going on to fifth grade.
All right, so y'all are some of the older campers in the group. And I know, Rory, you were saying earlier that you're quite familiar with KRVS, that your family listens to KRVS.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was kind of nice to hear, someone who's in sixth grade, you know, what do you listen to? And you said
KRVS.
Everything.
pretty much listen to everything because a lot of times my mom has it on listening to Zydeco or wanting to catch up on NPR with different news and updates and things.
Wow. We're going to have you back for the fundraiser.
I think so.
That's really wonderful to hear a sixth grader say, about NPR and that you listen to it all the time. We were talking about music a little earlier. Are the two of you in the conservatory in the regular year, or are you just going with the camp this summer?
I'm going with the camp.
Okay. And I know that lots of you are expressing interest in music. Oliver, do you play, or you just like to listen to music?
I just like to listen to music. Okay. I don't really know how to do any instrument.
Well, what kind of music do you like to listen to?
Mainly pop and sometimes classic.
All right. Well, we got you covered on the classical music here at KRVS. Rory, what do you listen to?
I like to listen to like a hip-hop or rap.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, elements of that are in some of our programs as well. So y'all started your camp today, Expedition Acadiana. What did y'all do this morning? Maybe start off, Rory?
We went to the FBI offices and we learned about how the FBI agents can track down different individuals, how they analyze fingerprints and different things.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel going into their offices? Was it a little intimidating?
At first it was a bit unnerving because I was like,
FBI. How did you feel, Oliver?
I felt excited. I've already been to that same building, but okay. I was still excited because I've kind of forgot what they did, so I was happy to see what they were going to do.
And what were you so excited about? What did you remember?
I remember the fingerprints part.
Okay, all right.
That's really what I could only remember.
Mm-hmm. And the second time around, did you learn anything different that was interesting to you?
There was one thing, but I can't remember.
All right. But the offices were interesting. Were there a lot of people working there?
Mm,
yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And did y'all get fingerprinted again?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We
ma'am.
Got to press like our thumbs in ink and stuff mm-hmm. and press it onto paper in a balloon. It was kind of interesting because
mm-hmm.
I've never been to the FBI offices before.
Mm-hmm. And did they give you all a real sense of all the different things they do in mm-hmm. our community?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they talk about any cases they're working on?
No, ma'am.
No specifics.
They have one of their top most wanted is actually from...
Oh, yeah.
Here locally, he's from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Which
and they talked about that person. And
right,
that,
he's mm-hmm. literally on their wall on their search list.
Kinda
that
like
was
in
a
the
bit
movies.
Unnerving.
Yeah, right, it's the second time y'all have used that word in this interview.
Yes,
if I want to tell people if they just are tuning in right now, my guests are with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra's Expedition Acadiana. Jennifer Tassin is with the group, leading the group this week, and my two other young guests, Roy Robinson and Oliver Sansing. The rest of the group is in the control room right now looking through the window at them having this experience and seeing behind the scenes at KRVS. A number of them listen to KRVS, know about KRVS, and many of them are young musicians as well. So what's going to happen the rest of the week? I heard you mention the Crowley Rice Factory. Is he going to find out more about rice?
Right, mm-hmm. and then we're going to see a behind the scenes at the Hyman Center, so they'll be able to learn about the various pieces of equipment and the curtain and the fog machines and the lights and running sound and all those sorts of things. The Lafayette Science Museum. And then we'll have some activities there. City Hall and traveling over there, making a hail to the chief and learning about city council and the workings thereof. And Thursday we will spend in Crowley. And then Friday we'll have some behind the scenes even here locally at our zoo, as well as out to New Iberia and Avery Island and the Tabasco plant.
Okay. Is there one thing you're really looking forward to, Oliver? I know you were looking forward to the FBI, but anything else this week?
Well, I'm looking forward to going to Avery Island and the zoo. I heard we're going to do that.
Okay. Have you been to Avery Island before?
Yes.
All right.
Two times.
Well, it sounds like you're looking forward to it again. And Roy, what are you looking forward to this week?
I'm really looking forward to going to Avery Island because my mom and dad have always said, we need to go to Avery Island. And so I'll have the chance to go.
I have this opportunity. Sometimes things are in our own backyard and we don't get a chance to go until we make that special effort. And certainly this camp, the Expedition Acadiana, is that special effort that's getting a lot of these kids around the community and learning about professional offices as well as nonprofit organizations like KRVS and obviously the Science Museum as well. And they're getting you outdoors as well. Well, I know that we've got a whole group back there getting ready to go into our control room and also into the recording studio. And I know you're looking forward to looking at that. So we hope that you stay listeners of KRVS and that maybe later on when you're in college, you'll come back and help us out in our studios.
Yep.
Well, thank you all for coming by. Oliver Sansing and Rory Robinson, who are campers in Expedition Acadiana, which is sponsored by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, and Jennifer Tassin is leading them right now, and she's also the education coordinator for the Conservatory of Music with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. Thank you all for stopping by, and
thank you
hope you enjoy the rest
this
of your
has
tour.
Been really fun.
Well,
thank
glad
you
all like
us.
It. Thank you, Rory and Oliver.
Yeah.